Good evening to you. This is Reverend Ike, and welcome to our Wednesday service. It's glad to see you. I hope that you went to school today. I hope that you had a very good time at school. This is our midweek service. It's very important that we interact and we have service. Sunday services are not enough. Okay, so after Sunday, what it is that you must also have another dosage of the Word of God, which is during the weekdays, because a lot of the Word of God in your life is what is going to help you to overcome the pressures of this life and also to overcome the temptations that the devil brings your way. And so I want to specially welcome you to this online midweek service. So like and subscribe to this particular channel. This is where we are going to be interacting. This is where we are going to have our services this and every Wednesday evening. This and every Wednesday evening. If you check your time, it's 7 o'clock, and I am sure that God has actually brought you here. So call a friend and tell a friend, share the link, send the link to a friend who is watching, a young person who is watching, and you know that when this young person watches this particular service, your life is never going to be the same again. Thank you so much for coming. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much this evening for your presence. We thank you for coming through for us. We thank you for guiding and protecting us. Father, we thank you for helping us to understand your word. We ask the Lord, as we delve into your word, you help us. Bible says that how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Father, I pray that let your word help us and deliver us in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you so much for joining. And like I said, your life is so important that the devil wants to get hold of you and spoil your life. The devil tries to bring so many things our way to spoil our life. But glory be to God. God is here and God is helping us. So you notice that much as we try to overcome evil, it's not easy. As we try to overcome the evils and the pressures of this life, our lives is becoming difficult every now and then, but God is helping us. Psalm 119 verse 9, Bible says that how can a young man cleanse his way? Psalm 119 and verse 9 said, how can a young man, a young boy, a young girl like you, a young boy like you, how can you cleanse your way, or how can you make your way pure? And Bible says that by taking heed thereto according to thy word. How can a young person like you? So it's a question. It's a serious question that is being asked, because we give us the scripture. It said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Give us another version. Give us the Message Bible. He said, wherewithal shall a young man, a young boy, give us NLT or a Message Bible, something that is closer, that is a bit contemporary for the children to understand. How can a young person live a clean life? By carefully reading the map of your word. Hallelujah. I like the Message Bible. Can we see what is in NLT? Can we see what is in NLT? NLT, NLT, NLT. NLT. He said, how can a young person stay pure? He said, by obeying your word. And you see, you can agree with me that staying pure is very difficult in this era. Staying pure is very, very difficult. So look at the scripture. I say, how can a young person like yourself in class 3, a young person like yourself in JHS 1, a young person like yourself in class 6, Bible says that, how can you stay pure? And the answer is just what follows the next sentence that we say, by obeying your word. By obeying your word. Beautiful. And so I think that if we are going to obey the word of God, that is the surest way to keep our lives pure. Now, in this episode, I'll be starting with a very important topic that is here to change your life and to help you as a Christian. I am actually speaking to people, young people who have given their lives to Christ, young people who are in church. These are the people I'm talking to, and people who have also just found this video. You have just found the link and you are here. Okay, you have just finished your homework, but somewhere, somehow, you have joined us here this evening. I am talking to you as your role as a church member. Now, what happens when you give your life to Christ? When you give your life to Christ and you join a church, okay, you must join a church. You actually need to join a church. After giving your life to Christ, you must join a church. You must join a group of other believers who believe in God and who serve God. Okay, so that on Sundays, you go to church. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25. Hebrews 10 verse 25 said, forsaking not the assemblies of ourselves together. Okay, so every Sunday we will need you in church. Every Sunday we will actually need you in church. Now, when you join church, what do you do? What is your role? Because you see, when you go to the stadium, we have the spectators, which are the supporters who come to shout and all that. Then we have the people who are playing the ball. But let me tell you, look at the scripture. It says, and let us not neglect our meetings together, as some people do, but encourage one another. So one of the things you will get when you get to church is encouragement. Let us not neglect. So people who ask questions that, oh, is it good to go to church on Sunday? Say, this is a scripture for you. He said, let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Look, the day that Jesus is coming is very close. Very, very close, and is very near. So back, I'm saying that what do you do when you join a church? Okay, because some of us go to church, young people, we go to church, we don't do anything. Some of you, they share toffees and biscuits for you, and then you find your way out again. But like I was saying, when you go to the stadium or you are watching a match, you will see that there are people who play the ball, and there are those who go there to shout and make noise and come back. Now, the people who play this football, they are paid. There's a reward for them. And so you ask yourself that, as I've joined the church, as I am part of my church, my local church, I don't know which church you attend, but the church that I am part, what do I do? Or what must I do? Or what is my role? What is my responsibility? I think in religious and moral education, they are what we call roles, responsibilities, duties, rights, and privileges. These are big words that they used to confuse us. But what it is? What is it? It simply means that your father has a role to play. Your mother has a role to play. Now, you, the child in the house also, you have a role to play. So when you get yourself in church, pastor has a role to play. Yes, I'm your pastor. I have a role to play. But you too, what role do you play? What role do you play in the church? And this is where we want to find out what are your duties as a church member. And you see, when you know your roles and you know your duties, listen, you will be a firm Christian. You will be a Christian that the devil cannot play with. And that is what we are trying to do, for you to become a solid Christian and to become a very good Christian. You see, because this road is a long journey. To become a Christian is a long journey. And my prayer for you is that the day you will die, when we are talking about you, we will say that you died a Christian. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing is that your first role in the church is that you must be of a faithful attendee. A faithful attendee. What is a faithful attendee? Decide that you will attend all church meetings. I don't know the meetings you have in your church, but this is one of the meetings. This Wednesday morning, Wednesday evening is one of the meetings. As I'm seeing you, you are seeing me, you are in the comfort of your home, you are also here. It's an online meeting. I can see you, you are seeing me. That's beautiful. This is a type of meeting. On Sunday, and statistics show that most children don't go to church on Sundays. Some of you go because your father is a reverend and they will lock the door, so you don't have anywhere to stay. So you have to go.
But it shouldn't be because you are under obligation to go to church. A faithful attendee decides that every church meeting, every special meeting, conventions, camps, conferences, okay, if any type of church meeting, you will be there. They should know that you are a faithful person. First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 2. You are somebody who is faithful. You are faithful. Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Look at the scripture over there. It says that, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Look at the scripture. Please put the scripture out there. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2. Moreover, it is required. It is required. It's a requirement. When we say something is required, it means that that thing is one of the... it's one of the important things. Okay, it's a requirement. You need it. Okay. Moreover, it is needed. It is required in servant. You are a servant or you are a steward. That a man be found faithful. Your faithfulness means that you must be constant in church. You might look at the message. But he said the requirement for a good guide are reliability and accurate knowledge. Now. Look at NLT. He said, now, a person who is in charge as a manager must be faithful. When God comes, NASB, he said, in this case, moreover, it is required of steward that one be found trustworthy. Thank you very much. Back. So we need you. We need you to be a faithful church member. Yes. We need you. You see, because most children, they are not stable. Most children are not stable. I'm telling you. Children are always moving here. Look for this scripture for me. Ephesians 4:14. Children are not stable. Every time they are here. Today they are in this church. Tomorrow they are in this church. Next week they are in this church. You don't have a church. You don't have a pastor. It's disastrous. It's very disastrous. Look at Ephesians 4:14. He said, henceforth, we should not be no more children. Look at what they are using to describe children. Henceforth, be no more children who are tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. This thing describes children. This particular scripture is describing how children are not stable, how children are not in one church, how children move from church to church. Bring me back, please. How children move from church to church. And you see, as you are watching me, Sunday, you hear that they say they are going to share something in a certain church. You go there. You hear that they say there's some harvest here. They are going to share sobolo and meat pie. You go there. Listen, your love for Christ shouldn't be based on things like that. And so your church must know you as a faithful member, somebody who is in church. Do you understand? You are part of the church. You are a member of the church. You are a die-hard supporter of the church. You partake in whatever happens in the church. Look, the supporters of Manchester United, they don't care whether they lose the match or they win. As you are a member, you are a member. Sometimes Champions League, we see that they have lost, but they are still wearing the jersey. They are part of the church, all right? They are part of the team, and that makes it, yeah, we lose sometimes and we win sometimes. So it doesn't mean that when we are losing, you leave, and then when we are winning, you come back. It doesn't work that way. Number two, your next role is to be a stable Christian. Oh my God, a stable Christian, a very stable Christian. Yes, the first one, you are faithful. The second one, you must be very faithful, very, very, very faithful and stable. A stable, somebody who doesn't move. Like the scripture I quoted in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 14, you are not tossed to and fro. Oh, I like this scripture. He said, then we will no longer be immature like children. It's almost like every day immaturity is equated to children. No, let's go back. Give me the NLT. Let me finish reading that one. NLT, please. NLT, yes. We won't be tossed and blown about. by every wind of new teaching. Ash. By every wind of new teaching, we will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Yeah. Yeah. And so you must be a stable, a Christian who is stable. I am here. This is, bring me back, please. This is my church. I am here. I will be here. This is where I will die. Even as a child, you see, you have the mind that this is my church. This is where I will be. This is where I will marry. This is where I will give birth. This is where, even when I die, they will bring my body here. Yes. You see, when you have that mindset, you become a committed person, and then you become a stable person, and you also become a faithful person. And so now I put it to you this evening that try as much as possible and become faithful and also become stable. Look at Psalm 92 verse 11. Psalm 92 verse 11. It says that the righteous shall flourish. Give me that scripture. The righteous shall flourish. You will flourish as you stay together. Psalm 92 verse 12. The righteous, verse 12 and verse 13. The righteous will flourish. And it says that like the palm tree, he shall grow. No, Psalm 92 verse 12. Psalm 92 verse 12. It says the righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Verse 13. Yes. He said, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our Lord. Yes. You will flourish. You will flourish as you stay in the church. Yeah. You see, you hear people talk. People talk bad about the church. People talk bad. He said, they talk bad about church. They talk bad about pastors. Everything about church, it's like it irritates people. Pastors like money. The church is something. The church is this. The church is that. You see, but my few years on earth, I've noticed that, listen, when people are dying, people who say, who defame the church, who defame and say negative things and say very despicable things about the church on their deathbed, a lot of things happen. Yes. And so I want you to become a committed person and also become a committed. Number three. Your third rule is that you must pay your tithes. And you see, this is what, when we mention, people get angry. Pastors like money and all that. Yeah, pastors like money. But it looks like headmasters don't like money. Yeah, it looks like all other people don't like money. It's only pastors that like money. You see, and let me just tell you something small that you don't know. You see, as you have come, even for you to watch me, it's money. A lot of things are happening before you are seeing me in your house. Electricity. You see, if I go to where they buy the electricity, I don't go there and introduce myself that, yes, my name is Reverend Dr. E.K. Yes, that's, I'm the one in charge of the church or whatever. This thing. Give me electricity, 1,000 Ghana cedis. It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't work. And cameras are on me. So many things are on me before we can even bring you a live feed into your house. So it goes to say that you support. You see, you cannot just say you support something with money, with your weight. You also, one way to support is also to support with your money. I'm telling you, political parties, people can give. Old school, people can give money. But when it comes to the church, it's a problem. And so as you are growing up, don't let the devil embellish in you to tell you that, oh, the church, they like money. If we don't like money, what should we like? If we don't like money, what at all should we like? Do you understand? And then who will come and support the church? MTN doesn't support the church. Ethel Tigo doesn't support the church. There is no organization that supports the church. Do you understand? Yes. And so you are tight. And even God has said that when you give your tithe, he will bless you. Look at Malachi chapter 3 verse 10. God himself, you see, nobody has been bold enough to talk about money and tithe in a certain sense, apart from God. He said, bring ye the tithe. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10. He said, bring your tithe, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And this is God speaking. This is not Reverend E.K. talking. This is actually God speaking. He said, bring ye all the tithe. Tithe is 1/10 of your income. He said, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now therewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Listen, God will bless you as you give. And that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Yes. God, this is a promise for giving your tithe. You see, as a child, as a teenager, you are giving money to school. Okay. Whatever they give you, okay, 1/10 of it, divide whatever they give you into 10 parts and bring one to God. Yes. Or divide it into 100 and bring 10 to God. If they give you 10 cedis, your tithe is one cedi. And give that one to God faithfully. And God said that. He said, try me. If I will not open that door of heaven, there's a window in heaven. It's God who is in heaven. He is saying that there's a window in heaven. And so you are attending the church. I mean, yes, you are a stable member. You are a faithful member. But we don't see your tithe. You don't give tithe. You don't give offering. You don't give anything. You do everything except your money. You don't add your money to church. You see, and as for your money, it will go somewhere anyway. And so I'm using this online service to teach you actually that one of the ways that shows that you actually love God is by giving to God. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave your ability to give, your ability to support, your ability to willingly give to support the things of God shows your commitment. And it shows that you are an active member. You are playing your role very well. Very well. And so tonight, as we wrap up and as we close, I just want you to know that as a member of your church, these are your responsibility. Next week, God willing, we will continue again with the rest of the point. But I'm sharing with you your role, your duty. Now, when we come to the online, we'll not keep long. By 30 minutes, we should be done so that you can go back, continue whatever you are doing. And it's very important. 30 minutes of God's word in your life on every Wednesday is enough to help you. It's enough to change your life. Yes, you see, these are the things we need to teach you before you meet an evil man. These are the things we need to teach you before you grow up thinking that church is not anything. You see, because people have said so much bad things about the church. Yes. People have said people don't like church. People don't like God. People don't love God and all that. We don't want you to grow. You see, don't run away from God. Young people, don't run away from God. Yes. Never, always run towards God. Run to God. Don't run away from him. Never. Never. Don't run away from him. God is interested in your life. God will make your life better. You see, whatever you want to become in future, it is only God who can help you. I'm telling you, your life is so precious. You are too young to experiment bad things with your life. And this evening, by the grace of God, I've come your way. And as I'm speaking to you, join a church. Join a church. Look for a church and have a pastor. You need a pastor. You need a pastor. I'm telling you, don't grow up and live your life without a pastor. Yes, it's true. People have said bad things about pastors. That's not a problem. But you need one in your life. Don't we have policemen? Don't we have bad policemen? Have we not heard in the news that policeman has gone to do A, B, C, D? But still, policemen, nobody have sacked the policemen. They are all there. All right. And so
I'm sharing with you your role as a church member. And the first one, we are saying that it is, you must be of a faithful attendee. Be a faithful member of the church. A faithful member. You are there. You are there. Some of you can say that since the church started, I was there. Recently at church, I was making a roll call, and I said, those of you who started this church with me, stand up. And some people stood up, and I remembered them that on our first day in this church, yes, they were there. I saw them, and I said, yes, I remember you. Some people couldn't stand up. Some people couldn't stand up. And some people who also started, they fell off. They fell off. Now, I don't want you to fall off. The church that you are attending, I don't want you to fall off. And then number two, your second rule is that you must be a stable Christian, a fixed Christian, stable. Stable, the steadfast love of the Lord. Be steadfast, be stable. I am here. This is where I am. I am not going anywhere. This is my church. When I wake up Sunday morning, I don't have to think twice. Oh, which church can I go? Some of you, when you wake up, you count A, B, C, D, E, F, G. The number that you stop at, then you look for a church that name starts with, and then you go there. We don't do that. You know, just as you don't change your school, don't change your church. You don't change your school. Yeah, you don't. Nobody here changes your school. You wake up on Monday morning, you feel that I want to go to a certain school. Then the next morning you wake up, you feel like, oh, I want to go to this other school. That's not how it happens. You are in your school. Whether you are cane, whatever happens, you are in your school. Unless your parents decide that they are changing your school for you. But you yourself, you don't decide that today I am moving to this school, tomorrow I am moving to this school. That is not how it happens. And then number three, your role is to pay your tithe. And like I said, this is what people don't want to hear. But we will tell you, you have to pay your tithe. You have to pay your tithe. Your money is needed in the church. Your money is needed to support the church. Bible says that where your treasure is, Charlie, look for that scripture for me. Where your treasure is, that is where your heart is. I think it's in Matthew. Where your treasure is. Your treasure is your money. You see, so if you don't learn how to give now, if you don't learn how to give now, when are you going to learn how to give? Okay? When are you going to grow up to learn how to give? Yes. Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. He said, for where your treasure is, there will your heart also be. So you cannot claim that you love God and then you are not giving. It means that your heart is not really with God. And you give your tithe once every month. Once every month. Look, if you don't to even do it monthly and you want to do it weekly, that's not a problem. But whatever it is, get money and to support God and to support the church. And I believe that God is going to bless you. According to Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, he said, I will open the windows of heavens over you and I'm going to pour out a blessing over your life, and your life is never going to be the same. God bless you for joining our online service this evening. It's a pleasure coming your way. My name is Reverend EK, and we'll be doing this every Wednesday. Every Wednesday. So like the channel, subscribe to the channel, like, share, get your friends to like it. Every Wednesday between the hours of 7 and 7:30, I'll come your way with you, share the word of the Lord with you, and pray for you. So this is another dosage of the word of God that you have. God bless you so much for sticking and staying with us. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the young people who have logged in to listen to your word. I pray, oh God, that may you bless them and may you anoint them, oh God. I pray that, Lord, you deliver them from the hands of the evil one. You deliver them from the hands of wicked and unreasonable men. Father, I ask that may your grace be upon them as they retire to bed. Lord, help them. Let your spirit be upon them. Let your anointing be upon them. May the angel of the Lord appear to them in their dreams in Jesus' name. We come against nightmares. We come against sin, snakes, and other monsters and evil animals and creatures in their dreams in the name of Jesus. I declare that they will see heaven. I declare that they will see heaven. I declare that they will see angels. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, may you come through for them and help them. Now, give them wisdom. Give them understanding. When they go to school tomorrow morning and they are taught, help them to understand. May these children become important. May these children never fall by the wayside. In the name of Jesus, amen. God bless you so much for joining. Next week, God willing, we shall be and come your way once again. We shall be coming your way once again. And I believe that your life will never be the same. God bless you so much. Keep joining and stick and stay with this channel. Bye.